Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. What a conversation, folks. Today, I want to get into an update on those 10 children that have been removed from a California home and the miracle that made it happen because they have gone through a lot. Also, a Second Amendment supporter has received threats over a viral photo showing her at Kent State University with a cap and gown with an AR-10. And the cap says, come and take it. I just love Second Amendment people. Oh, yeah. By the way, there was a Colorado, law that they've banned, assault weapons and stuff. And one of their things is it was, a semi-automatic a semi-automatic spray-firing weapon. What is spray-firing, if anyone knows? Is that, a paintball gun? Or, well, I don't know what the heck. Is it, a spray can? I don't know what the heck. But I want to get into that a little bit, folks. An Oklahoma waitress received an amazing Mother's Day gift as she was given $2,000 tips by a truck driver. Don't judge anybody by their cover. We talked about this at work the other day. Well, first impressions make everything. Well, I've had some bad first impressions, but once I met the person, they totally changed my viewpoint. That's why I don't just judge someone on the first, I give them a chance. Also, me and my wife had an experience at good old Cheesecake Factory on my birthday, and a black man has had a similar experience where he was berated because he was wearing a Make America Great hat. And I guess Cheesecake Factory, I'll get into this, has come out with a statement, and I want to get into that much because if I would have known that they don't want you to have a gun to conceal and carry in their restaurant, I wouldn't even have went there. But wow. Michigan State University has apparently reached a $500 million settlement with women and girls assaulted by Larry Nassar. I want to get into that. And also the FA Cup finals coming up and some Everton news and much, much more in the Premier League. I'm going to get into that near the end of the half. And thank you for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of, folks. In Proverbs 21:21, whoever pursues righteousness and unwilling love will find life, righteousness, and honor. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. And wow, what an interesting week we've had. As you all know, on Tuesday there was a kid that went missing in California, and when the police brought him back to the family, they saw unsettling living conditions, and they decided to investigate the living conditions, with a child protective services, because you can't just have your kids living in bad conditions. And what they had, when they stumbled upon, is now the update is that they have found that those kids were waterboarded, they were hit with crossbows, they were beaten. I mean, God gives you a kid, and that's how you return his greatness. They were hit with BBs. Oh, it's scary. And it's all because this kid went missing, and they just went to, here's your kid back. And when they brought the kid back, they noticed the ungodly living conditions, and these kids have finally said, hey, this is what's been going on. They've been opening up. They say, well, these people won't hurt you again. God gives you a gift like that, and you beat them and waterboard them, and I don't understand. I guess I don't get it. I don't know. It's beyond me. It is, because that's, wow. Oh, wow. This is, as many of you may know, viewers of the conversation, listeners of the conversation, sometimes I do Facebook Live. I work during the day in continuing care community. We're a healthcare facility. We take care of people. And when I get all kinds of stuff on nursing home stories and different things, they come up in my feed all the time. And there's shocking video of employees at a North Carolina nursing home scolding patient, leaving him on the floor. Now, I do ask that if you watch that, if you watch that video, you'll probably want to throw your computer into your TV through the wall. It is outlandish. I mean, where I don't mention any names, but where I work, we've had people in the past that the mom will complain about the food, and we're giving her, well, her daughter comes and orders food for her. And the daughter's ordering things that the mom doesn't like to eat. Well, I want her to eat this. I want her to have this. Well, she won't eat it, you know, and, you know, stuff like that. And we get communications from the residents and I don't like this stuff. I don't know why she orders this for me. I don't eat this stuff. I hate grapes or I hate whatever. You know, I'm like, well, we were just giving you what she was ordering because we thought you loved it. That's what you would think, right? You know, if your mom is in, if my mom's in the nursing home and I'm ordering food for my mom, you would think I'd be ordering stuff I know she likes. But that wasn't the case. And this resident was telling his mom that he wasn't being treated. He was being mistreated bad. The patient's daughter, Rebecca Campton, installed a camera into her 68-year-old father's after the man told her that he had been mistreated by staff at University Healthcare in Raleigh. And this was reported by WRAL. And, you know, she's like, well, he was saying he was being mistreated. And she put in a camera and the little clock that he had. And the video, basically, he falls off the bed, which where we live, we have a sensor. So if you move at all, that sensor is going off and you're running in there making sure, are they okay? Are they okay? And I guess they don't have that at this facility. And he fell off the bed and was sitting there. And the lady comes in and looks and sees him on the floor, walks away. Like an hour later, they come back. They're like, what are you doing on the floor? What's going on? They're berating him. Oh, you know, like, what did you do in your life that you had a stroke? I mean, come on. What's going on? I mean, are you that bad of a person? You had a stroke and all this stuff? And then they, like, basically, three of them put him on his bed. And they basically, like, they don't even properly pick him up. They just throw him on the bed, basically. Then they start berating him more. Then they take the pillow that he has and rips it from under him. I know in the state of Indiana, if that came to light, they would instantly lose their ability to practice in the healthcare field. Done. If I was to do something like that to a resident, I would lose my ability to work in a healthcare facility, period. That'd be over. I'd have to find a new line of work. The staff involved, the three black ladies, were terminated. And I'm sure the family's going to file suit. But I was talking to somebody, and I'm like, and he's like, well, if that was three white people and the patient in the bed was black, that would be all, CNN would be all over that. MSNBC would be all over that, pushing the race card. Well, it is racism because it's three black people and a black guy. You know, it's just the other way around. But it's really, 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 really hard to watch. But it's just sad that that goes on in this society. It is. It's just, I don't get it. I mean, I grew up the, you treat me nice, I treat you nice. You're an asshole, I can be an asshole. I mean, I remember, I don't know if I've ever told this story on air, but I did JA for a while. And I think it was 93. We're going through this neighborhood back near where I live, but back in the back part, and kind of not where I live, but like sort of where I live, but like way a ways over. And we go up to this house. There's biker stuff, Harley Davidson stuff. We get to the window and the door. Cause they have like the door where like they have like that like the side, like the 6-inch window that goes like the length of the door. And there's beer and all kinds of stuff. I'm like, you knock on the door. I'm not knocking on the door. You not? No, no. We were flipping out. I'm like, there's gonna be some like Hell's Angel biker dude coming out. Fine. I'll knock on the door. I knock on the door. The guy answers. Got like a leather coat on. So like, how you guys doing? Hey, my name is Kyle Wolcott. I'm with Junior Achievement, Future Leaders and Junior Achievement, and we're selling bird feeders. Would you be interested? You know what that guy said to us? He goes, I used to work with the Alcoa JA Junior Achievement Group. I've been waiting for someone to come around here. He bought every bird feeder we had, all the bird food we had. He goes, if you had more bird feeders, I'd have bought them all. If we would have had 50, we went to the car and bought five bird feeders. And like we had some extra food. And I said, go here and you can get this. And I would have never have gotten that response from him seeing what I saw. But once, because if I would have judged the book by the cover, we would have left. We would have not gotten that sale. But, you know, you sit there and you see these people and what they did to this person. It's not right. I don't get where, you know, I don't. And it just aggravates me that this stuff still goes on. That people still, oh, well, you know, he's a Trump supporter, so he's bad. Oh, he's a truck driver, so screw him. I mean, we've had several cases like this in Indianapolis where this mom kept coming to her, this daughter kept coming to her mom's at the nursing home, and she kept seeing the telephone unplugged. And she's like, what can I? And she went to the front desk. I've been trying to get a hold of my mom's room. Why won't that phone answer? And after like the second time, she put a hidden camera in there. And when they were taking her shirts off and dressing her, they were punching her and beating her. And the people have been since terminated from the company, and they have a lawsuit against them. They're in jail because of it for abuse, and they can never work in home care again. And you know, and this I hope this shines a light that. Talk to your mom. Talk to your dad if they're in a nursing home. Find out what's going on. Because we've always been told, this is one of the big things we were told, is when you work in a continuing care community like I do, the menus have to be accurate. And they have to be done in advance. The reason why they have to be accurate, because they used to have menus that would say, okay, they would type up lobster tail and filet mignon. And people would sit there and like, oh, yeah, look, mom, you're going to have lobster tail and filet mignon. Well, man, we don't really like to have family here when she's, because you're going to distract her and it's going to take her a long time to eat. We need, you know, and that is true in the business, but we tried to discourage that. And the reason why they tried to discourage it, because when the meal time comes, oh, the filet and lobster didn't come in. We got fish sticks and, or fish squares and burgers. And they would, well, when the steak comes, the menu says lobster tail filet mignon. That's what the state thinks you're giving them, you know. So you got to do your homework. If anyone is looking at going to a continuing care community or whatever with their mom or dad, feel free to message me on Facebook. I'll talk to you. I've been in the business 13 years. My wife's done it 22 years. We can help you out. You know, look for red flags. is there issues? Is there bruising? Is there, you know? I mean, I would probably have a camera like that set up all the time and some sort of like clock or something so that, you know, but it's just sad that we, you know, I guess I do a lot of what I do because I hope someone will be there for me in my time of need. As many of you know, when me and my wife, we went to a Cheesecake Factory for my birthday. We basically, I'm leaving. You're going to have a new server and all this stuff. And all this stuff went down. And I was served the wrong pasta and all this. And I kind of feel like when the guy found out, hey, we're Trump supporters, he wanted nothing. He didn't want to deal with us, didn't want to serve us, didn't want nothing to do with us. That was the 100% vibe I got. We were talking about Trump. You know, but he just, you know, when I go out to eat, usually I'm talking about politics. That's what normally you do. And there is a Eugenor Joseph, 22 years old, went on Mother's Day to a Miami restaurant, you know, went to a Cheesecake Factory, and when he was there, he was berated because he had a Make America Great hat. The employees have since supposedly been fired. No charges are being filed, but they basically were like almost like threatening him. He claims employees were shouting at him and clapping as he walked back to his seat from the restroom. A video of Joseph shows him with police officers in the background. Just because I wore a Trump hat, he says, they're treating you like this. And do you see him treating them like that? No, because we have more standards. We have higher morals. You know, we don't do that to people. When me and my friends get into it a little bit on Facebook because we have differing opinions, you know, a lot of us just agree to disagree. Because they're going to think Barack Obama was Jesus Christ, and I don't believe that. Because that we just agree to disagree because we're never going to, you know, that's the thing. So many people, you're never going to, and that's most people, you're never going to change their mind no matter what. So the, like this Kent State grad going viral with a photo of an AR-10. The liberals are losing their mind over it because there's an actual gun in a photo. And because they have an anti-gun policy. So if I went to school and they had an anti-gun policy, the first question I'd be asking is, so who's going to protect me when a guy comes in here with an AR-15 to kill people? Who's going to protect me? Because no law is going to stop him. If a gun-free zone is not going to stop him, he's a damn criminal. He's not a criminal. He didn't become a criminal by following the law. He became a criminal by doing everything wrong. I mean, just like those illegal immigrants, they haven't done anything wrong. These illegals that don't have the right to be here in this country, what have they done wrong? Except for come here illegally. I mean, they just can't handle when, you know, we're supposed to tolerate their anti-gun rhetoric, their socialist rhetoric. But when you have Kathleen Bennett, 22 years old, with a cap that says, come and get it, with an AR-10, they lose their mind. They lose their minds. They're going nuts. I love it. I love it. Because that girl knows how to carry a gun. How to, she knows to respect a firearm. You know, there's a time in this country when you were taught gun safety in schools. There was a Sears Roebuck catalog from like 65 where I had a family and they all had guns. There was an article today in, I think it was on Fox News, about a Virginia police officer who issued a $100 ticket to a driver smoking with a child in the car. And there's a ton of people that said, well, yeah, in my state, that's been law for a long time and all this stuff. And going back and forth about all this. And I'm like, I remember back in the day, and I've said this before, I was at a friend's house and his grandfather took his lighter that he used to light his pipe to light our candy cigarettes while his parents were smoking. Two parents smoking Winston cigarettes and grandpa smoking a pipe while he's lighting our candy cigarettes with a lighter. If that was a YouTube video, people would lose their minds today. That was normal back then. Now it's, how dare you smoke in the car with your kid, you heathen. And of course, they always show these commercials where the parent has all the windows down in the car and she lights up a cigarette with the kid locked in the car seat, and then she, once she lights up the cigarette, then she starts rolling up the windows. What the hell is that all about? When I smoked, I had the car windows down. I don't want my car smelling like smoke. But all these anti-smoking commercials with the kid in the car, and they lock up the, they lock the doors and roll up the windows. I don't know anyone that smokes with their windows open. I know people, it's a blizzard outside and they got the window all the way down. They're smoking with a cigarette hanging out. I'm not justifying smoking in the car with your kid, but it's just, you know, I remember a time in this country before pussies took over. I remember when John Wayne got cancer. They took out one of his lungs and said, take them both out. I don't need them. I'll grow gills and swim like a fish. Yep, I remember the good old days when there's old like Polaroids of kids holding a beer can. If that was today, Child Protective Services would be there so fast those kids would be taken away. Holy cow. Not today. Not today, Satan. Oh, wow. Go on YouTube and look up Drug Take Back. That's all I'm going to say about that. But I don't understand today's society.
Oh, someone might have a gun.
There was no... I loved it when there was no pussies back in the day. You know? There's a reason why I don't know my native tongue. Because at one point in our history, when you came here, you were proud to become an American. You were ashamed to speak your native tongue. You wanted to learn English. Now, we have this notion that, because you call out people that are speaking only in Spanish, that's wrong. I'm going to call ICE on you people. Because there's a video that went viral of this guy going off and because these people are speaking Spanish and all this stuff. And somebody asked me, like, what my thought was, or some people have wondered what I think about this. And I'm like, you know, I'm like I said earlier, I don't know any of my native languages. I don't know Slovak or Polish or Ukrainian, any of these languages, because when my ancestors came here, you were ashamed to speak anything. You didn't speak your native tongue except for in your house. Outside, you spoke English, but you didn't speak. Now we have this notion in this country where we're racial bigots because we're in America and they don't want to learn English and we're the asshole. I've known people in this country 15, 16 years don't know a lick of English. They have a cable channel thing that gets 12 channels and all Spanish. They don't try to learn. They don't wave. They wave the Mexican flag, not the American flag, or whatever country they're from. Now, it's okay to have country pride, but back when my grandmother and stuff and people came over here, they were proud to be an American, or at least they knew they were free. They were proud to be an American, proud to be. They weren't sitting there waving their nation's flag. If you're waving the Mexican flag, why don't you go back there? Why don't you make it great? Why don't you try to change it? Make it better. But hey, what do you know? Because if I went to Germany, and this guy said something to me one time. I said, so if he went to Germany, would you demand that they speak English? Or would you expect to learn German? If you went to France, they would expect you to learn their culture, their heritage, their language, and abide by their rules. They wouldn't be like, okay, they wouldn't put up with you being an a-hole saying, why don't you learn English? Why isn't this driver's test in English? They will have a driver's test in German or France or whatever, or French or whatever. And there you go. You learn it or you don't. You don't. Here it's like, well, my son knows the questions. If you were to give the test in Spanish, he would know the answers. Okay, why do you go to an English-speaking school and demand that they teach your son in Spanish? In France, you would go to a English-speaking school that would teach you French, and once your French was up to a level of the grade you're at, then you would transition into a French school if you want to. No, but we're the a-holes because we're the racists because we have people living here on our dollar and our dime. People crossing this border illegally, it's unsustainable. We can't sustain it. I'm the a-hole because when a kid's claimed on 7 tax returns and there's like 7 kids claimed on tax returns, I'm the a-hole. I'm the racist. Most of us that are Trump supporters are tired of the double standard. That North Carolina nursing home incident would have been all over. They would have been talking about it on every news organization for 45 minutes of the hour broadcast if it was a black guy and those nurses were 3 white nurses. You would have had riot in Indianapolis if it was a white man that hit and killed that Indianapolis Colts player. But it wasn't. It was an illegal. I guess that black life didn't matter because it was not a white man. And I actually told that to one of my black friends. I said, well, I guess his life really didn't matter because where's Black Lives Matter? Because he was illegal. That's why they didn't even, the media wouldn't touch it. And he's like, well, whatever, whatever. I'm like, well, yeah, say whatever you want. That's the fact. When there's cases where a person with a gun stops an intruder, there have been school shootings that basically end up where the shooter is taken out by a good guy with a gun. who's not a police officer, and they'll report on it slightly, but they won't spend the 7 hours reporting on it like they would if the guy with the gun had killed 75 people. Since it doesn't fit their agenda, they're cautionary about how they bring up stories. I mean, there are a ton of people in California, congressmen and mayors and stuff in these areas that were having a uphold the Constitution. They were having meetings with California lawmakers that are anti-sanctuary city. We're having meetings with Trump. We got to do something. And that country is in a real, real divide because you have like part of the country that is 199% for these sanctuary cities. They're 199% for all this, you know, keep illegals here and all this super socialist crap. And then you have the other half of the country that's super ultra conservative. And that country is seeing a huge divide. Why should I have to pay higher taxes because these California governors want to raise the taxes just because they don't like Trump? We're going to raise your taxes because we can't have a tax cut in the state. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. That's how this world goes. The double standard is so obvious. I mean, I think California is in for a rough time of it because I know so many people who live in California that are mega ultra conservative. And one of them, he couldn't find work out here. And for what he gets paid and stuff. And they're tired of, yeah, we're finally getting some relief, and here we go. We're going to raise your taxes because, you know, we got to counteract everything Trump does. And for the majority of Californians, how is that Democratic policy year after year after year, how's that going for you? How's that working for you? How's that working for you? Let me know. You know, at least with, as most Trump supporters, we're not blowing smoke up with every single solitary thing he does. We're not going to do it. He's going to stumble and make some mistakes, but he's not perfect. But we have Republican mayors in California cities like, we want a rule of law. Because, okay, if you have a sanctuary city, he's illegal, he's breaking the law, and you're going to harbor him, then how can I justify arresting this person for doing something illegal? If you're not going to arrest him for something illegal, how can I arrest him? You know? Am I wrong with that? That's where the fight's headed. Well, wait a minute. Maybe I need to be illegal because then if I'm illegal, you're going to harbor me from getting arrested or being deported or whatever. You know, I can kill somebody and they can try to harbor me and try to keep me from being arrested and all this stuff. And I don't get it. I don't understand. And the fight's going to rage on in California, I can guarantee you, for a long time. Because you're going to have so, until there's And I don't think it. California's never going to have an. There's no. It's going to be a constant battle. And I just look at California and they're falling apart. And hey, you know, that's what you get. I mean, this is kind of just off the wire here, folks. Chicago okays controversial plan for Obama Presidential Center. Barack Obama's plans to build a museum and library dedicated to his presidency has been approved by the Chicago City Commission, despite critics who say it's not a true presidential library. Why don't they just build a big toilet? You know, that'd be kind of cool. Have Barack Obama's presidential library as the shape of a toilet. And then the roof be full of, like, brown stuff. Because he was always full of it. Okay. Are you there?
Hello?
Are you there? Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Why don't you discuss USA agreeing to change the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem? I'm gonna. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, why don't you speak about that? That's like the big news. No, isn't it like a dangerous thing to... All the Palestinians that don't agree with this, they can become very vigorous and violent. Why would the American government, like, it doesn't really, it's just a political thing. It doesn't really make a difference, you know. Israel doesn't really gain anything, just a political win. But it's not really, it doesn't make a difference to the land, to the country. And it's going to bring a lot of danger because all the Arabs, the Palestinians, they're going to get all... commit terrorist attacks and things to protest against. You know, see what's going on in Gaza. It killed 60 people. So what do you think? Why is Trump so, crazy about the moving the embassy? And no country in the world understands why. While American benefits.
This was something that technically Bill Clinton said he was going to do. And George Bush said he was going to do. And Obama said they were going to do it. And no one did it. And this is... where a lot of the people like Benjamin Netanyahu's always wanted it, and because you have people, and I guess I look at it like this: if they wouldn't have been killed if they weren't protesting
Israel
on the Gaza Strip,
Israel sent out pamphlets to them not to protest, to stay away from the wall. Iran paid people and forced them to the wall to start all this.
I don't think it's political at all. It's something that's been wanted to be done for a long time. And I guess outside the United States, a lot of people praise Trump for what he's doing. And they're glad we got him instead of Hillary Clinton. Because a lot of the stuff he's doing has not changed. Right? You know, we're not be here.
But isn't it a danger to Israel to trigger these Palestinians? You know, it could be dangerous for Israel.
I think, when Iran attacked Israel, Israel struck back. So if they want to try to do something, they better realize that Benjamin Netanyahu is not someone that's going to mess around and just allow his people to be attacked. You know, when the U.S. said, okay, hey, we're done with the Iran deal, and they instantly went and went after Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu instantly fought right back. And he has a backbone. He's not going to stand for it. He's not going to sit there and wait around for stuff to happen.
He's not a pussy like Obama was.
So.
But I don't understand because, you know, Israel, it doesn't make sense. They killed 60 people on Gaza. That doesn't make sense.
I don't get it either, but that's their choice. If they wanted to protest, they didn't. They could have just kept the peace and said, hey, if that's what's going to happen, that's going to happen. But they did what they did.
But you really believe that they were endangering that to kill 60 people or self-defense? Isn't there like a wall or something, but a fence wall that they shouldn't come to the Israeli side? Isn't there a border? Like, what is nonsense that they were killed 60 people? So have you ever heard such a thing? That you want to protect your borders and you killed 60 people? You know, they're not coming into Israel. They're staying in Gaza. They're just protesting.
Do you think the protesters were a threat to Israel?
Do you think the media didn't say that they were a threat? Do you really think they were a threat to Israel?
I think they're outraged. I think most of the people were killed were part of a militant group, Hamas. So I think they are.
And why? Have you ever been to Palestine? Have you ever been to Palestine?
No, I have not. I've only been to Italy, Spain, and France.
I have a good question for you. Israel fought for the Israeli army fought for Israel 70 years ago, and they won, and they took over a lot of parts of Israel, and the Palestinians till today they're all threatening to kill Israel and kill everybody, you know. So why do you think the Israelis are building a country? They're giving to the world. They're giving technology. They're giving so much good to the world, and they're building. They want peace. And from the other hand, the Palestinians, they're still living in shacks and sheds and trailers, and threatening to kill Israel. And then there's nothing. They have no infrastructure, no technology. They have one thing in mind to get back Palestine, and that's all I think about the last 70 years. No infrastructure, no buildings, no CBC, nothing. So how come there are certain countries that keep on, you know, the United Nations keep on sticking up for the Palestinians when you see that the Israelis have a good infrastructure and an excellent country and they're giving to the world, and from the other hand, the Palestinians are giving nothing. They're just making trouble and wanting to kill and see blood and terrorist attacks. How could any country in the world stand up for Palestine when you can see that they're not moving on, they're not building themselves up, they just want to take away what the other side has.
I see that. I mean, I guess I'm one of those people just like Mexico. Everyone talks about, well, let's bring all these people here, and no one talks about making Mexico great. You know, I mean, I think the embassy was the right move, and I don't understand these people that if you want to peacefully protest, then peacefully protest. If you want to sit there and do what they did, I guess I see. They have to defend their country, and that's what I think they did, because they saw it as a threat.
I hear. Okay, very interesting. And don't you think it's interesting what's going on with the North Korea? That the president of North Korea says that he doesn't want to see Trump. Isn't that like a bit of a fall, stumble for Trump? No.
Like I've said, I don't trust anything coming out of North Korea's mouth, the dear leader's mouth, until those North Koreans can live as they want to and are able to leave their country if they want to and go where they want to and do what they want to. I don't know what to believe.
But he was raging the president about that he's going to make peace with North Korea, and he's the first president that was able to sort out this issue. And now you see that there's nothing coming of it because North Korea chickened out. So So something's wrong. If you were such a great president, you'll make sure
the meeting is still on.
What?
Technically, the meeting is still on, and if you talk to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, if you watched one of her press briefings, she said that this is expected. Like I said, I don't believe anything coming out of North Korea's mouth until it actually happens. If Trump actually gets to meet with North Korea, I don't see that happening. If it does, I hope it does.
So then why is the media so against Trump? Why is the media so against Trump?
Because it's a double standard. For some reason in this country, the people in this country want socialism. They want government control of everything. They want the double standard. That's why with Bill Clinton, we need to build a wall. And when we build this wall, you know, because we are a nation of immigrants, but we're also a nation of laws. And then you have Trump say the same thing, and how dare he? He's a racist. It's this ideological notion that in this country that we have a president that is actually doing something and they can't deal with it. The stock market's going good. There are lots of jobs out there. He's talking about the inner city. There's a lot of good coming from it. Wow. I got about 10 minutes left in the program, folks. And I want to get into a little bit of, as you know, the big wedding is this weekend. And as many of you know, if you are into your English football, the English football is called the FA Cup is actually called the English Football Association Cup. And Prince Williams is head of the English Football Association Cup. And he is normally expected to be at the FA Cup final as like an honorary person. He hands the trophy out and everything. Well, and there was is he going to go to part of the wedding and then leave the wedding and go to that? Because they're on the same day. The FA Cup finals on the same day as the wedding. Yeah.
The FA Cup?
Yeah, it's on the same day.
They can move the FA Cup.
No, it's already been, it's been set in stone. Tickets have already, you know. And he is actually going to miss the FA Cup final to be at the wedding. So I don't know who's going to give Manchester United the cup, but we'll have to wait and see. You know. It's just okay. Just a second, folks. But anyways, yeah, I just got a message on my phone, so anyways. Yeah, you get all kinds of messages and stuff, and I get all kinds of feeds and stuff as I'm going through this, and you know, so it's going to be interesting to see who they do get to do the FA Cup trophy and all this stuff, and yeah, I don't know. We need an FA Cup at United, but you know, to at least make the season feel like, hey, we accomplished something, which we've improved. You know, so it's good. I watch United Stand, and they have a transfer dailies, and it's going to be interesting to see because there's many people that are rumored to come to United, not to United, who knows. I don't know. And a lot of the players I think he's looking at, okay, yeah. 4 years ago, I'd have died to have you, but now, okay. I don't know. Who's going to go? Who's going to stay? It's going to be interesting. You know, I don't know. But, because, I mean, we're in second place. We've got a second place. We can potentially have an FA Cup. Mourinho's got one more year left. Well, he's got a contract for another year, so he's guaranteed. Unless they were. I just want to get positivity. I want to get an attacking style of football back at United. I don't care who we get. I don't care if we get Neymar. I don't care. I don't want to sell our soul to the devil just because I kind of feel like, well, we sold our namesake to Mourinho because second year we got a title guaranteed. I don't want that. I don't want to just quick sell our soul just so we can quick get a title. Nah, I don't. I want to develop our youth. Is Anthony Martial staying or going? I think he might stay. A lot of people think he's basically Mourinho. He can stay, but Mourinho ain't gonna play him. So if he wants playing time, he better leave. So. We'll have to just wait and see, you know, if like Pogba or Lukaku, is he gonna get a divorce from Mourinho? What the heck's gonna happen? You know, who are we gonna get? Are we gonna get, you know, we'll have to wait and see. I don't know. I mean, Alexander Sandro might be coming to United. There's rumors about him. Alex Sandro, as many of you know, may be coming. There's talk that there might be a deal because as of Monday, he might be signing with us. So it's going to be interesting, you know, because Alessandro would be, we just need some attacking midfielders. We need to move the ball. We can't play this long ball Fellaini crap. It's not working for us. So it's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing works out. You know, so. I honestly think we've got him for. If he wins the title next year, he might stay or go. If you haven't heard, my wife is a Everton fan, of course, and the Everton Football Club can confirm that Sam Allardyce has left his role as manager. Professor Denise Barrett Baxendale said on behalf of the chairman, board of directors, and Mr. Mercer, I'd like to thank Sam for his job he has done at Everton over the last 7 months. Since Sam was brought in, Sam was brought in at a challenging time last season to provide us some stability, and we are grateful for having him. So they are immediately in the search for a new manager. Who they will get, who will the Blues get, I have no idea. It's going to be interesting to see. There's talk that Wayne Rooney might go to the MLS. Who knows? I think he'll stay in England. I don't think he wants to leave England. So, we will have to wait and see. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the program that I kind of hope you feel a part of. And, you know, with listeners and people out there, I don't always agree with everyone. We all have our own opinions. We all have our own views. You may be a City fan. You may be a Cockneys fan or Scouts fan. So, but we all have our differences and opinions, but we're all humans in the end, and we all come together. So, wow, what a day. I just can't wait for the FA Cup final. Go United. We need hardware. 90 seconds left, folks, so I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Wherever you live, try to make it better. Try to do something. So, try to make a difference. Try to be there. Your living community. In North Carolina, don't be that. Be better. Rise above. Rise above, folks. Be that truck driver that gave that woman two $1,000 tips. Remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and their sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night all. God bless, and goodbye.
I have checked into it.